This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, this is Dave at VK5 Kilo Charlie on behalf of the organising committee for the WIA AGM weekend in Adelaide. It will be held at Harndorf in the Adelaide Hills over the weekend of May 19th to the 21st. Full details on the WIA website. Now only 2 months away. We have two partners tours on Saturday. One tour to Mount Lofty is already full. Second tour to the Barossa is nearly full. So if you are interested in attending one of the tours, please register as soon as possible. Now, a little bit of help from the locals. We may need some help picking up people, visitors from the airport and ferrying them to Harndorf. So if you have an hour or two to spare on the Thursday or the Friday, perhaps you could let me know and we'll match you with someone that's coming in from interstate. We have over 160 registrations, half of which are interstate visitors, so it promises to be a great weekend. Also over the weekend, or certainly before the weekend, while visitors are arriving, a lot of driving in from the eastern states, we've nominated VK5RAD as the contact point. So if you hear someone calling out for help, finding their way into Harndorf, please respond and help them. Of course, if you're coming from the east, there's no direct road off the freeway into Harndorf. You actually turn off at Mount Barker, about 10 kilometres east of Harndorf. So if you can help with an airport pickup and drop off at Harndorf, please let me know, and be aware over that weekend that people will be looking for directions around town, those that are driving. So that's the weekend, May the 19th to the 21st, WIAGM and technical sessions to be held at the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre in Harndorf. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5KC, for the hard-working organising group.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. You may have heard of the problems AHAS has been having with vandals at the shack for several months now. It started when they broke into the Girl Guide storage shed last year and trashed the equipment stored there. We were very lucky they did not manage to get into the shack or the main hall. Barry has beefed up the security to the shack, and so far it has kept them out. Now they rip up paving blocks and throw rubbish around the site, but it's only a matter of time before they break into the shack. We have also purchased a very effective security camera system, but for this to work we need to enclose the shack veranda in some sort of security mesh, or better still, security fencing. So far we've had one quote for what looks like it would be an ideal solution, but as the cost is about $3,500, we're reluctant to go that way until we have explored other ideas. If you or somebody you know has experience in this area, please get in touch with me or Barry so we can make some progress in further securing the site. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome, AHAV members and friends. The April meeting on the 20th will be the annual members buy and sell. Rummage around your shack and sheds and evict the spiders and disturb the dust and see what you have that's just taking up space. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to the Friedrichshafen Ham Radio Convention held each year. He will tell us about the technical sessions, the trade-style stalls, and will show us some sights around the city and surrounding area. This is the night before the start of the WIA AGM and convention. Have you registered? And if you are a WIA member, have you voted for the new WIA committee? Time's almost run out to post your voting papers. The AHAS shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via gold coin donation, with tea and coffee provided. Discussions and presentations at this morning are wide-ranging, and I'm sure you'll learn something every time you attend. The fourth Saturday of each month, AHA runs technical sessions. We have cancelled the fourth Saturday technical session at the shack for the 22nd of April because it's on the same day as the North East Radio Club annual buy and sell, and I know you won't want to miss out on the bargains on offer. I'm negotiating to see if we can have a visit to FabLad as one of our technical sessions on a fourth Saturday morning. Another regular event is the luncheon at the Blackwood RSL, Brighton Parade, Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month, no need to book, and be there by 11:45 for a 12 noon start. Miss out on the on-air broadcast, you can always go to the North East Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to later. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. Send me a text message on 0428 835 621 and I'll get back to you, or corner me at a general meeting or shack morning. That's all for this week. I'll do it all again next week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night, our technical session was provided by Brian, VK5VI, and he covered all the intricacies about VHF, UHF and SHF propagation. Brian's had extensive experience in the area of radio and electronics, and he showed us all the principles of propagation at such high frequencies, and also some of the traps that are to be avoided, and the ways to get around them and successfully transmit communication over long distances at those frequencies. Thank you very much, Brian. Everybody was thoroughly enthralled with your presentation. And just a reminder again that there will be no general meeting of the North East Radio Club in April, as the usual meeting night will be on Good Friday, so you can all have the night off and go and hunt for Easter eggs. And now the news I know you've all been waiting for, and that is the location of the fifth Friday night dinner, which will be held on next Friday night, the 31st, and it will be at the Oakden Central. Now, despite the sound of its name, the Oakden Central is not a train station. It's a very good restaurant, and it's on Foster's Road. And Foster's Road runs between the Grand Junction Road and the North East Road, so you can access Foster's Road from either end. And you'll find that the Oakden Central is along Foster's Road there, and there's plenty of parking. Get there about 6:30 p.m. and have an enjoyable night at the Oakden Central next Friday night. I hope to see as many of you there as can arrive. Also in April, we're going to have our annual buy and sell, and that will be on Saturday the 22nd of April. So it'll be time to clean out the shack of all that pre-loved unused gear and flog it off at our buy and sell. And of course the barbecue will be on again, and the doors will be opening around about noon. So don't forget the North East Radio Club buy and sell Saturday the 22nd of April. Well, that's all for this week's news. I hope to see you next Friday night at the Oakden Central for the fifth Friday night dinner. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. As amateurs, we take the 6, 10, 2, 70 and 23 centimetre repeaters for granted, but they need to be built and maintained by individuals or clubs, and they are not cheap. So, if you regularly use the South Coast repeaters, consider joining SCARC or making a donation towards their upkeep. Contact us through our new website, www.scark.org.au. We are the smallest club in South Australia and we supply the most repeaters, so please consider contributing. With only 2 weeks to our buy and sell, we hope you have booked a table through Phil, 0401 734 245, or put the date in your calendar. Remember, it's Sunday the 9th of April and doors open at 10 a.m. for buyers, 8:30 a.m. for sellers. The venue is the Scout Hall at Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. A reminder also that the shack will be open for viewing and the barbecue and tea and coffee will be available. See you there. We would like to congratulate Simon, VK5TE, and David, VK5KK, for their outstanding 146 kilometres contact on 47 gigahertz during the John Moyle field days. Contact was on FM and sideband with a power of 1 watt. We believe that is a South Australian record. Well done, chaps. Our workshop shed now has lights and power and will soon be a great facility for club projects. Rumour has it that it may be open at the buy and sell. That's all from Skark this week, 73. This is VK5PET for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. Cole, VK58CF here with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Although the Surge team did not set the world on fire during last weekend's John Boyle Memorial Field Day activation, all present enjoyed themselves. Entering the six-hour multi-operator category, everyone had a good time. Of special note is the achievement of Gary, VK5JR, who, using homebrewed equipment on 10 GHz, broke his previous best distance record by a considerable margin. His first efforts consisted of an across-town, Mount Gambier, contact with Trevor, VK5NC, which proved that his system worked, but that was all. During the John Moyle, he had a contact with a station in Port Ferry in Victoria, which had him quite excited, but then he had a contact with a portable station in Grid Square, Queen Fox 12VG, by VK3KG Portable. This was a distance of 286 kilometres, a new personal best for Gary. Gary acknowledges the help of many along the way, as he assembled his setup from kits and donated parts with a lot of help from amateurs all over the place. He says the spirit of fellow amateurs who are microwave addicts is truly amazing, and he would not have been able to achieve what he has so far without their input and advice. Well done, Gary, and no doubt you will break that record again shortly as you further refine the system. I'm not sure if we'll be receiving this in the lower southeast this morning, as I will be involved with the Port Macdonald Hill Climb event all day. It will depend on whether or not someone else can do the broadcast, or if I can get set up to put it to air from my car at the hill climb. The following weekend is, of course, the 4th anniversary VK5 Parks activation weekend, and, hopefully, I will be in a park or two having a bit of a go, as I've not been out for months. Shame on me. I probably won't be able to work the radio, as it's been so long. I must make up my mind where and when, and let Paul, VK5PAS, know, so that he can post it on the database of activations for all to see. I hope to be able to work a few of you on that weekend. That's my news for this week, so the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.